The days of cheap food in the United States may be gone forever. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
If you want your mind and body to be up to the task of running the farm, pay attention to what you eat. A proper diet goes a long way in helping to promote your physical and mental health. And it's not just what you eat, but also how much you eat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. High food prices must mean that farmers are really raking it in, right? Actually, not right. In yesterday's show, agricultural and resource economist Dawn Thilmany from Colorado State University said labor costs have been the big mover for food prices. And she adds those increases are probably permanent.
People might need to get used to there being a new normal for food prices. So we are definitely going to see inflation continue to flatten out unless something significant happens on the supply side again. But I don't think we're ever going to see a reversal back to prices people say they were used to.
Years ago, you saw bumper stickers reading, "Never complain about a farmer with your mouth full." Thilmany shares her version of that.
This country eats really, really cost-effectively, really high-quality food that most of the world is completely jealous that we have access to. So as much as I understand why people are feeling this in their pocketbooks, I also always tell people to think and reflect about how lucky we are as a country that we made a set of policies to always keep our farm sector and ag sector strong, and that this is a small price to pay for never having to worry about, for the average American, how they're going to put food on the table.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.